Today, 5 p.m. Pacific time is the deadline for Californians to sign up to become the state's next governor. Incumbent Gray Davis could face challenges from hundreds of quirky and serious candidates in what has already become a tempestuous and unpredictable recall election. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante are in the running, as is former baseball commissioner Peter Ueberroth. Earlier this week, the California Supreme Court dismissed legal challenges to the recall vote, leaving state election officials scrambling to put together the October 7th election. From Los Angeles, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
To give an idea of the political frenzy election workers in California are dealing with, this was the scene outside the L.A. County Registrar's Office in Norwalk this week. Scores of screaming Terminator fans, news reporters, and paparazzi jockeyed for a glimpse of candidate Arnold Schwarzenegger inside the otherwise drab county building he picked up his election filing papers.
And you know who I am, right?
Yes.
Yes. Let's see if you can pronounce my name.
Schwarzenegger.
Very good.
County worker Tanya Ramirez has been working overtime to greet Schwarzenegger and hundreds of candidates who need to file by 5 p.m. today. Election staffers were already in the middle of preparing for L.A.'s November school board race when they got word they'd have to prep for the October 7th recall vote first.
We weren't expecting a recall at all, so we were doing the November filing, and this came up, and we were like, oh my gosh. So we didn't expect this many to file, and it's just coming crazy out of the woodworks. Everybody's interested in this race. It's history that we're making in California.
On another floor of the county building, volunteers are on the phones pleading for 1,300 poll workers and frantically searching for nearly 2,000 poll locations for both the October and November elections.
As you can see, the same staff is trying to do both.
Connie McCormick is registrar for Los Angeles, the state's biggest county, with 4 million registered voters.
It's very difficult. We've color-coded a lot of our different processes down in the polling locations, trying to hire poll workers. We have certain parts of the offices, the blue team and the green team, and you're working on this election. Because it's very important that we not get confused as to what we've lined up and thought we've lined up.
Mounting the recall vote is expected to cost California as much as $67 million, a huge burden for the already cash-strapped counties who have to pay for it. To save money, Los Angeles, like other parts of California, will consolidate voting precincts from 5,000 to 1,900. Election workers are now busy trying to convince already booked churches, community centers, and businesses to become polling places. And with no time to train new help, election officials are trying to persuade seasoned poll workers to perform in both the October and November elections. And many voters across the state will be back to using punch card ballots, despite a federal court order to quit using such antiquated systems by next year. McCormick says there's no time to get the new touchscreen voting booths, so she's dusting off the old machines she just retired rather publicly this summer.
Chad's coming back for an encore one more time.
Despite the possibility of hanging Chads, McCormick says she has faith that the recall vote will go smoothly.
When we're told to do something and conduct an election, even under a draconian time frame and Herculean difficulty, that's our job. We've got a great staff here that knows what they're doing. I feel very confident we can pull off the election.
Still, McCormick and 57 other nervous county clerks are now waiting for the go-ahead to send the names of the official candidates to the printers, who will turn out not just sample ballots, but absentee ballots and voter pamphlets. They'll need to be printed in multiple languages and mailed to voters right away, once the candidates are officially certified by Secretary of State Kevin Shelley.
Listen, everyone in California who's involved in election systems is standing by at the moment, be they printers, be they county clerks, be they poll workers. You know, it's DEFCON 4 from an election standpoint.
Shelley's anxiety is not just professional. As if overseeing California's election division weren't enough, all week he's been standing by to take his wife to the hospital for the birth of their second child. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.